Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. A quick note to my listeners. My latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values, is now available on audiobooks.com. If you get a chance, check it out. Now on to the podcast. Reconciliation, forgiveness, letting go, moving on. No doubt you've heard politicians, people, and organizations mouth these expressions and words before. Unfortunately, all too often they are hollow, either meant to pacify demands for change, are sincere, but seemingly unattainable. Well, there are two countries today that are actively embracing some positive mojo. They are looking forward to the future and hoping that their relationship will be characterized by cooperation and friendship. The two countries are the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. Evidence of this was the recent state banquet for the President of Ireland at Windsor Castle. It was the first one ever. Who was there? Many people, including Queen Elizabeth, the Duke of Edinburgh, Irish President Michael D. Higgins, Brian O'Driscoll, an Irish rugby player, Daniel Day-Lewis, Judi Dench, and Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland. Yes, that is the same McGuinness who was an important member of the Irish Republican Army. In fact, he was a commander. Now, some might say that McGuinness should not have been invited. How can he dine with British royalty when so many British soldiers have lost their lives to IRA terror? It's a good question. But the process of reconciliation would be stillborn if everyone waited until their enemy or antagonist apologized first. I mean, who goes first? Apologize for what? Where does it stop? Where does it start? Now, the Good Friday Agreement was approved in 1998. While the last 16 years have not been violence-free, there have been positive steps. There have been elections. Prisoners were freed. The Irish National Liberation Army gave up their armed struggle. Weapons were decommissioned, and the Queen traveled to the Irish Republic. And there is much more work to be done. However, it is the UK's future relationship with the European Union that might become the major point of contention between Ireland and the UK. While that issue has the potential for future trouble, it is still more acceptable than trying to manage societal violence within your state's borders. Here is a part of the Queen's banquet speech. The goal of modern British-Irish relations can be simply stated. It is that we, who inhabit these islands, should live together as neighbors and friends, respectful of each other's nationhood, sovereignty, and traditions, cooperating to our mutual benefit, at ease in each other's company. After so much checkered history, the avoidable and regrettable pain of which is still felt by many of us, this goal is now within reach. But there's a balance to be struck between looking back at what has happened and cannot be changed, and looking forward to what could happen if we have the will and determination to shape it. And here's a portion of the speech Irish President Higgins gave at the banquet. We must never set aside or forget those who died, were bereaved, or injured during a tragic conflict. As the French philosopher Paul Ricoeur wrote, to be forgotten is to die twice. We owe a duty to all those who lost their lives, the duty to build together in peace. It is the only restitution, the only enduring justice we can offer them. And guess who the Irish government has invited to the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the 1916 Easter Rising? A member of the royal family. Wow, what an incredible scene in Dublin that will be. Keep the positive mojo coming. And thanks for listening. Remember, follow me on Twitter if you'd like. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.